perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect.
Go ahead, bang on it.
No heart?
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
This is Patchwork Heart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Breadbox Media. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Thanks, Adam, and welcome to the program, everybody. I am Bill Snyder. This is Young Catholics Respond, and thank you so much for being with us here on this episode. You know, one of the things that I want to just mention here before we jump into our interview today is that I'd like you to head over to our website, patchworkheart.org, because we've also just added a brand new radio program, and it's live on the air twice a week with my friend Ann DeSantis. And we are doing a show called Sowing Hope. Right now, it's exclusively on the Podbean app. And we're having a conversation where we just talk about different Catholic topics. We bring in different guests. We can take on-air callers and all those really fun things that we were able to do. It's very easy to, you know, listen to the program. It's on the same podcast feed that you could be listening to this on. Head over to patchworkheart.podbean.com. And, of course, we have a Facebook page as well. It's Sowing Hope, S-E-W-I-N-G, Hope. So check it out. It's a twice-a-week radio show that both my friend Ann DeSantis and I put on, and it's just a phenomenal time. We've gotten four episodes deep now, so you know, tune in every single Tuesday at 9 a.m. Eastern, and then we also have a 6 p.m. show on Thursdays. So check out more information on our website. I don't want to spend too much time talking about ourselves today because I have a great guest with me on the line. His name is Brian Cayley, and Brian is fantastic man. He is a cradle Catholic and recently returned to the Catholic faith. He is a U.S. Army veteran, so we have to thank him for his service to this country. In addition to that, he is the founder of the Behold Project, which can be found at thebeholdproject.com. And he's been in the IT industry for 20 years and is married to his beautiful wife, Ruth, who is the love of his life. So, Brian, welcome to the program, and thank you so much for joining me today on Young Catholics Respond.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to talk with you about your story. I know that there's a lot more behind the Behold Project than, you know, just a website and blog. It really focuses in on mental health, and I want to talk with you a little bit about your journey back to the faith.
Okay. Well, for starters, like you said, cradle Catholic, was brought up with a Catholic mom and an atheist dad. We were sort of lukewarm in the faith. Kind of did the best we could with that. Got sent to Catholic school for my entire young adult life. And at the age of 15, my father passed away from a cerebral aneurysm. So God and I were not on speaking terms for a pretty good while. That's when I had my first real bout of depression and anxiety. And unfortunately, the adults in my life I'm not sure if they really just didn't know what to do or if they did know and they just weren't sure how to handle it, but I was basically left to fend for myself. So that led to me joining the Army, you know, knowing that something had to give. I had to, you know, improve myself, otherwise bad things were going to happen. So joined the military, got deployed to Iraq in 2004, and it was then that I really started to feel the pangs that something was really missing, that God was really trying to call me home. And by no sheer irony, you know, Iraq is a desert, so go figure. So came back from that, had a couple of visits with a military chaplain after things were said and done. I was like, maybe there is something to this. And then the weirdest thing happened a couple of months after I got back. I got a letter from a non-denominational church in my dead father's name. So I took that as a sign that, yeah, it's time to come home in some way, shape, or form. So I was a non-denominational Catholic for a bit. That ended when I married my wife Ruth because they weren't very accepting of her for whatever reason. So I moved in with her and got married. And yes, in that order, there's a story behind that. And converted to the Lutheran faith, but I still felt that there was something was missing. And I said to myself, And I was still battling with depression, anxiety, and now PTSD from the military and everything. And I said something was really missing. So I opened a Facebook account at one of my friend's behests. And one of the first things I did was I looked for depression and anxiety support groups. And one of those groups was a Catholic group. So I took a chance and said, what happens when this happens? So I joined said group and I refell in love with my Catholic faith. I mean, just the support and the love I got from people understanding my situation, especially with Ruth and things, it was just the outpouring of support and love was unbelievable. So I started going back to church, going back to adoration, going back to the Catholic faith. I am now a parishioner at St. Mary Immaculate in Abbottstown, Pennsylvania. So with that, I still felt like something was missing, like I needed to give back in some way. And that's kind of where the whole Behold project came from. It actually started this month last year when I heard Dr. Matthew Stanford on the Busted Halo radio show on the Catholic Channel. And he is the writer of several books on the subject. And one of the things he said just grabbed me. I almost had to stop my car. That's how big this revelation was. He was like, mental illness is the last no casserole illness. You tell people you have cancer, you have diabetes, you have some physical illness, you get a casserole, you get support, etc. You tell people you are bipolar, you're depressed, you have anxiety disorder, you don't really get a casserole or much of anything else. And I was like, this is a guy that really gets it. I was like, this I need to look into. So I read one of his books. The name of it escapes me off the top of my head, but it basically says that yes, faith and mental illness aren't opposed to each other. They go together. And that if God is not healing you from said mental illness, if he doesn't take it away from you, it's there for a reason. And that reason being to bring out the best in you and to help other people that are suffering bring out the best in them too. And that's really where the Behold project came from. I got together with a couple of like-minded folks. We started it started out as just a blog and I was just going to see where it went, but it's evolved into this whole ministry where I have mailing lists, I have a Facebook group, I have a the blog is still going and I'm going to keep expanding it and seeing how far we can reach things because there are so many people that are suffering. They think God doesn't love them because no one's really telling them otherwise. And they're suffering in silence because they're either afraid of the stigma that goes with mental illness or they've been told several times, oh, it's all in your head and you just need to get yourself right. And if it was that simple, we wouldn't have this problem. So it's something I'm very passionate about. And fun fact, the name for the Behold Project actually came to me while I was in adoration, so, 'cause I'm not clever enough to come up with that name on my own. So I took that as a mandate that yeah, this is going to be the name of it, and we're just going to go from there. So that's pretty much me in a nutshell.
Yeah, it's a fascinating story, Brian. Thank you for your courage and your strength, of course. And your service, serving our country, because all of this stuff goes, really all together in your story anyway, where you're talking about just suffering from depression, PTSD, all of these things that you maybe have encountered, and how you are giving back. I just want to read just a little bit of the about us for our listeners of your blog and website, because it's just beautiful. He says in here, you know, we're a growing group of Christians that have come together to create a community. It's a community, first of all, and it will be sharing blogs, stories, poetry, testimonials, articles, art, humor, anything else that can bring inspiration and hope to others. And what a beautiful mission, because one of the things I, you know, maybe want to just talk with you about that you highlighted and touched upon was, you know, that people who are suffering from mental illness also can give back to the community. They're not worthless, right? But even though sometimes people, you know, think about that, they, you know, or in their own minds, right? Like that's part of the depression or part of a you know, mental illness, right? So when you're talking about building up self-worth, you know, through these means, you know, what a beautiful way, right? What would you say to somebody who might be suffering from a mental illness that is, you know, kind of feeling hopeless out there right now?
Well, that there's always hope if you're willing to reach out for it. People are genuinely, especially in a faith community, more understanding than you think they might be. I believe it was, I forget which association it was, but they actually did a study, and people with mental illness are more likely to reach out to a priest or a reverend, a member of the clergy, than they are to an actual psychologist or psychiatrist, because they feel a certain degree of closeness than non-judgment that's going to happen there. And I would say to a person that would feel hopeless, you know, there's always hope. You do have something to offer, and you have a unique perspective that no one else is going to have. You know, your journey has really brought you to a point where you can give something back, and you can say to someone else that's going through the same thing, hey, I've been there. It may not be exactly what I'm going through or what you're going through, but it's similar enough where we can try to get through stuff together and learn from each other.
Absolutely. You know, your story is so beautiful, and thank you for sharing it, and thank you for encouraging others to just reach out, as you said, reach out. And you know, there's always hope if you reach out for it. I think that that is a beautiful statement that you made. What a beautiful encouragement for people out there listening. You know, I always find it that the Holy Spirit makes divine appointments with people who need to hear this message. they hear it when they need to hear it through podcasts and radio, whether they're driving in a car or stumbling upon it in their local gym while they're working out, and a friend says, hey, listen to this podcast. So, you know that you are reaching hearts right now, Brian, but we have to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with you because there's so much more to talk about. There's so many more different things that we can do to help support Brian's ministry, but beyond that, just help and support people who are suffering from, you know, mental illness. So right back after these messages here on Young Catholics Respond, I'm Bill Snyder.
The St. Raymond Nonatus Foundation for Freedom, Family, and Faith offers prayerful accompaniment for those who are affected by divorce and separation. We offer free online support meetings for those affected by divorce and for adult children of divorce. You can learn more about us at nonatus.org. That's nonatus.org. Text or call 215-870-9913.
Hi, everybody. Bill Snyder here. Just want to thank you for listening to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. And as a founder of Patchwork Heart Ministry, we have so much more going on than just our podcasts. Check it out at patchworkheart.org.
Join Patchwork Heart Ministry founder Bill Snyder for Running to the Heart of the Father, a three-night parish mission at St. Bridget's Catholic Church in Pleasant Hill, Missouri, from March 18th to March 20th. Bill will use stories, personal witness, and prayer experiences to inspire and challenge all to lay their weaknesses and insecurities at the foot of the cross and run to the heart of the Father. Worship music will be led by Penny Warner, and the mission begins with fellowship each night at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit patchworkheart.org.
Your heart is always beating, but you never have to think about it.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Welcome back, everybody, to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. Today I'm talking with my guest, Brian Cayley, and he is the founder of The Behold Project. His website is thebeholdproject.com. And Brian really focuses in on creating a community of Christians that support one another through their mental illnesses, right? Sharing blogs, stories, poetries, testimonies, articles, arts, humor, and anything that can bring inspiration and hope to other people. That's what Brian is doing, and the Holy Spirit has truly moved him to do it. His story is beautiful. If you missed it, make sure you listen to the podcasted version of this, the first half of the podcast version of this, because it's got a beautiful story that Brian told. But Brian, I want to talk with you a little bit more in the second half of our interview here about healing. I want to talk about healing in particular, because I think, healing from mental illness too. There's something about healing that people think, oh, you can just get over it. I think we mentioned that a few times in the first half, or you mentioned it a few times in the first half. Oh, you can just get over it. You can pray your way out of a, mental illness. God's going to fix this. But if it's truly an illness and it's truly a deficiency of your mind or your psyche, talk about the healing process, maybe for you, but even for other people that might be suffering from mental illness right now, and how we as Catholics can help support others on their journey of healing.
Well, first and foremost, at least for me, it was acknowledging that I needed the help. It was being willing to face down that particular stigma and being able to say, I'm really at a point where I need to do things better or something bad's going to happen. So I talked with my doctor and I talked with my spiritual director at the time, and I said, this is what needs to happen. I was prescribed an antidepressant. I was prescribed something to help me sleep. And my spiritual director at the time was kind of not generally supportive, but like I said previously, I got a lot more support from the Catholic aspect of things. But it's really a process, a journey, for lack of a better word, because you're going to run into moments where you're going to need to go back to your doctor and say, hey, this isn't working, or hey, I need to change up this med, and you need to work with that particular doctor, because you're going to run into people that say, well, doctors, they don't know what they're doing. You can just pray your mental illness away, and you can just your faith needs to be stronger. And that's not the case. If you really and truly believe that God is God and Jesus is Jesus, that you need to use all of the resources available to you. You need to use the God-given gifts of those doctors, those psychiatrists, and the groups of people that are put in your path, because they're all there to help you. They're there for your best interest, and you have to use every resource that's available to you. You have, I don't want to say a responsibility, because that's not quite the correct word, but you should be using what's available to you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one of the things that, it's biblical, just so you know, it is biblical what you're saying, Brian, about seeking professional help, and God is putting doctors and professionals in your way to help you. For us Catholics, we get the seven extra books in the Bible, and in the book of Sirach, and it's chapter 38, verses 1 through 15. If you read that again, it's chapter 38 of the Book of Sirach, or Ben Sirach, 1 through 15. If you read that, you will clearly see exactly what Brian is talking about, and it is scriptural and spot on to what he's saying, because we cannot ignore the wisdom of doctors. We cannot ignore the brilliance of the ways and the technologies that have been created to give us good drugs to help us overcome illnesses, right? You wouldn't say to any single person out there, oh, that has cancer, don't seek chemo, or treatment in some way, you know, don't seek radiation. You're not going to tell anybody that has a serious, you know, illness with cancer not to get the right drugs. Like, so therefore, and to Brian's point, you know, God is with you through this process, and the process looks differently for everybody, right, Brian? I think that's one of the big things that you were talking with me in between the break about. The process looks different for each and every person, right?
This is very much true. I'm reminded of when Jesus said to the man at the pool of Bethesda, you know, what do you want me to do for you? You know, saying you are healed looks differently for everybody. For one person, it might say, well, I want to get off my pills and I want to be depression free. Well, that might not necessarily be realistic. For me, I say I am healed because I am at a point where I have medicine that works. I have a good support system, and mentally and emotionally, I'm at a point where I can do something like this, and I can talk to somebody on a podcast, and I'm not like freaking out from anxiety or depressed and thinking, oh, it's, well, I'm going to mess up, it's not going to work. You know, to me, that's healed. And other people might not necessarily agree with that, and that's okay, because it's different for everybody. The outcomes are different from everybody, and the end result looks different from everybody.
Yeah, you know, definitely beautiful how you highlight that for you, when you talk about healing, you know, from anxiety or depression or whatever you're healing from, you're able to function, and so therefore you consider yourself healed. Somebody else might, you know, want to, as you said, you know, be completely depression free, be off all the drugs, be off everything, and that may not be what the way that Christ healed you. He might be healing you by using the drugs or by seeing somebody regularly, and that may continue and have to continue for the foreseeable future or for the rest of your life. And that doesn't, you know, that doesn't mean you haven't made progress as a human being. That doesn't mean that you haven't made, you know, an effort or a, you know, strove to get yourself in a better place. So I truly appreciate your courage, Brian. You know, sharing the story with me today on the air, because I know right now the Holy Spirit is using your witness to reach into the hearts and minds of young adults and of young people right now listening to this, of old people listening to this right now, and saying, you know what, if I can get the help that I need, or this is such a totally relatable story, right? This is a totally relatable story. One of the things I want to ask you about is support. You know, I know that the Behold Project does not consider itself a official support group in any way. It's just a spot of encouragement and hope. But I want to talk with you a little bit about support. I know that your wife Ruth is a huge support to you. What would you say to those people who love those who have mental illnesses?
First of all, God love them, because they definitely need love and support as well. It's a completely different beast when someone you love has these kinds of symptoms. And I tell Ruth I'm going to nominate her for sainthood if she dies first. It's kind of the running joke between her and I. But all kidding aside, it's the best thing you can do to support is even to just ask, hey, are you okay? Do you want to talk about anything? And sometimes people just want someone to just listen or even just physically sit with them while they're going through whatever it is they're going through. Because sometimes people get really, really quiet when they're depressed and they want to be alone. And if, you know, maybe that's a good thing, maybe it isn't. It's a it's a person-to-person thing. But other times people just want to cry, or they just want a shoulder to cry on, you know. It's just whatever that particular person needs. But I do definitely want to stress one thing. If someone is saying, I have a bottle of Jack Daniels and a bottle of pills waiting for me when I get home, don't take that lightly. Anything relating to suicide, it's my least favorite topic. I have one suicide attempt to my name, and I'm not afraid to share it with all of you. But that's definitely something you can't take lightly. Get that person the help they need, because that's no joke. Absolutely not.
And that's what a very smart thing to be able to say, Brian. Thank you for again for your courage, it's and fortitude to push through and share these stories of your life with listeners out there. I want to ask you real quick. You know, we've got just about a few minutes left here in the program, and I want to ask you just about how you want people to connect with you that might want to connect with you. You got a great story. People might want you to, you know, come out and speak to them, their group, or they might even want you to you know, talk, just be a, you know, resource on the web for them. How can they get in touch with you? You know, if you're open to that, how can people get in touch with you to talk with you further?
Well, there's a couple of means. TheBeholdProject.com has a contact us page. It's a real simple form. You fill out your first name, last name, email address, and whatever your question, comment, concern, etc. is, and that will go straight to my email, and I'll respond within 24 hours or less, because I always have my phone on me. And also, you can look up the Behold Project's actual page, which has my mailing list and things. And there's also a Behold Project Facebook group of about 150 or so people. I post my blog on there too, and I connect with my readers on there and share things there as well, because there are some people that are like, well, I want to share, but I don't know how to write anything. Can I just post memes on your group? And I'm like, sure, go for it. And so we connect that way. So yeah, going to be working on getting a Twitter handle. It sounds like that's the next step of things there. So I'm going to be looking into that. So we're slowly but surely growing, and hopefully great things will come of this.
Oh, I know it will, Brian. I know it will, because your faith is palpable during this conversation, totally. And I really appreciate again your courage, your wisdom, your insight, and for you answering the call of the Holy Spirit to do what He's asking you to do, which is, you know, truly to bring hope to people, you know, through this ministry. So once again, very simply, it is TheBeholdProject.com. A Facebook group of the same name. Check it out, and stay tuned, because I'm sure we'll have you back on, Brian. So listeners, stay tuned, and please support his ministry in any way you can. Totally appreciate it. Brian, thank you so much for being here today. Really, really appreciate it.
Well, thanks very much for having me. Really enjoyed my time here.
Absolutely. Well, until next time, from all of us here at Patchwork Heart Ministry, I'm Bill Snyder. Keep beating to your Catholic heart.
You've been listening to Young Catholics Respond, a radio initiative of Patchwork Heart Ministry. To learn more about our ministry and program, visit us at patchworkheart.org. Or to get exclusive access and early ministry updates, become our patron on Patreon by searching for Patchwork Heart Ministry.